All right, folks, this is Monty Shaw. I'm the Executive Director of the Iowa Renewable Fuels Association. We got a little feedback there a second ago. If folks would like to use their mute button, if they're not talking, we will be taking questions at the end. But in the meantime, if you wanted to use your mute button, that would be a kindness to the rest of us on the call. I'm just going to make some very brief comments, and then really want to spend the time taking questions. I'll apologize in advance that we don't have one of these big fancy conference call centers where you click a button and get put in a queue and all that sort of stuff. It's a little bit more of a free-for-all, but we will unfortunately, I don't have anything more important to do today, so I will stay on the line as long as anyone has a question. So with that, we'll get started. Again, for those that just joined, my name is Monty Shaw. I'm the Executive Director of the Iowa Renewable Fuels Association. The IRFA is the largest renewable fuels group in Iowa. We represent both ethanol plants and biodiesel plants, as well as next generation plants that are under construction here in the state. And obviously is the number one ethanol and biodiesel producer in the state, as well as number one corn and soybean producer. We have a lot at stake with today's announcement. And, you know, the RFS announcement today by the EPA, I think, could be characterized as the biggest policy reversal of the entire Obama administration. The logic that went into it essentially turns the RFS on its head. Instead of a tool used to create market access for renewable fuels, given all the both policy and market advantages that oil has built up over 100 years, it essentially cedes the power of dictating the level of each year's RFS level to the petroleum industry based on what they voluntarily want to allow into the marketplace. And that's not the way it was supposed to work. The RFS was supposed to be a tool for market access, not market restrictions. We're also very concerned that, one point I guess I want to make is we do not view this as a one-year decision. Yes, today was about setting the 2014 renewable volume obligation levels, but it's the framework that it sets up. A finalized rule, and this is still a proposal, but a finalized rule has a force of law. And if this proposal were to be finalized, it would put in place a regulatory framework that creates a circular pattern of logic from which there is no off-ramp. In other words, it says we're not selling enough higher blends of renewable fuels today, and so we have to lower the RFS number. Well, it takes away any motivation for the obligated parties to not just perhaps even, heaven forbid, invest in higher blends like E15, E30, and E85, but also it takes away any motivation for them to stop restricting the sale of those fuels from other independent retailers that would like to, and they have a lot of tools in their toolbox to restrict those sales. So we view this as not just a 2014 issue, but as setting up potentially a legal framework that will basically end the RFS as we know it. It will end it as a useful public policy to crack into the petroleum monopoly that's powered by their federal century of subsidies and their federal petroleum mandate. It's particularly alarming here in Iowa because we're in the process of wrapping up the harvest on the United States' largest corn crop, a corn crop that was planted and harvested, even though we had some tough weather, in response to the market demands that were out there, part of which was the expected RFS numbers that were in law. And so we're really pulling the rug out from underneath Iowa's and America's farmers at a time when corn prices right now are more or less below the cost of marginal production, and we do not have a farm bill safety net. I honestly am concerned that at some point in time we could look back at November 15th, 2013, and say that was the beginning of the next farm crisis. And so we're very concerned about this, not just for 2014, but for long term. It's also very disturbing that, in essence, this is, despite, you know, I wasn't on the API or whoever else had a conference call earlier today. I'm sure they tried to pretend that this wasn't their Christmas wish list come early. Obviously it is. And so I think it's a little bit concerning when the EPA just put out a proposed rule that gives Big Oil what it wants when Big Oil had no chance of gutting the RFS through the Congress. And so there was no need to go down this road. The justification for the waivers are not there. They're not legal. The facts on the ground do not justify them. And we will be using any tool that we can come up with during the comment period to try to get the final rule to not be what was put out today.